59 degrees, and cooler temps await as fall arrives. Good morning to Jason Kant, start of the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. That's welcome news.
Yeah.
That cooler weather is
on
the way. Yeah.
I was saying that. It was just like it to be the latter half of September, and again, it's in the 80s, so it's
right.
About to change.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm trying to see. I don't see the. Do you know the exact time that fall arrives? I'm not seeing that information.
I don't know that exact information.
No. Here we go. I just added a second ago. All right. Autumn begins tomorrow at 8:03 p.m. So I got some bad information. It doesn't start today. Tomorrow, 8:03 at night.
Okay.
All right. So there we go.
So
all
we
right.
Can't celebrate fall until then.
It's premature. It's premature if you do.
Okay.
All right.
No pumpkin spice lattes or anything
yeah,
like
right.
That.
Okay, speaking right. of which, I don't know, you have a Facebook picture up, and who are those five kids? They look like they're school students, or is that from a television show?
It's from the television show The Dairy Girls,
okay.
Which is one of my favorite shows, mm-hmm. which some of the listeners may enjoy and some very much would not.
Okay.
And so, yeah, but their third and final season is coming out. They had to take a long break because of COVID.
Uh-huh.
And it's a show that's set in Ireland, and I love Ireland.
Yeah.
And, it's just a comedy about five teenage kids going to a Catholic school in Derry, Ireland.
So. All right. On which streaming service? Netflix?
It is on Netflix,
yeah,
yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So many shows, so little time. Just kind of like books, right? So.
Right, yeah. For sure.
All right, speaking of Facebook, you posted something yesterday. You post of a lot,
yeah.
And you said this. Get you to comment. You said, I wish more people were committed to being loving than to being right, to being curious than to being certain, to loving questions more than answers. I want to begin to touch on this. It may take multiple days to break it down, even though it's just one sentence, but talk to me about this post.
Yeah. You know, I think, again, as we look at the world that's around us, it's so often we fight to be right. We enjoy correcting people and proving other people wrong. And what would it look like for us if we were to seek to be loving and caring towards those who are around us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if it came directly from Larry or not, but I believe that the term sacred curiosity, you know, is something mm-hmm. that I have encountered. And just the idea of, just being curious about the people in our lives, being curious about our own souls, being curious about the world, you know, I think opens us up to things that we don't know. And I think that can create a humility for us that's good and beneficial.
And let's leave it there and pick it up again tomorrow. I mean, the idea of loving and being right. But I think of the idea of just do kind of your own study on love. I mean, 1 Corinthians 13,
right.
Jesus' new commandment, I leave to you, love one another as I have loved you. This is how the world will know you're my disciples. Francis Schaeffer called it the mark of the Christian. And a whole lot more. And again, I think that's a thing where I think we can be so bent on being right, but shouldn't loving trump that? I think you can make a. I mean, it's hard to argue it shouldn't.
Absolutely.
So, anyhow, all right.
Absolutely.
Again, from 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind. It always starts there, and we always speak that to ourselves first. All right, Romans 6, 5 and 6.
Yeah, it says, since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin.
All right, and in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, Romans 6, 5, and 6, he says, union with my son is key to understanding who you are. United in death, united in life, the old you was nailed to the cross with my son. Because of the cross, the sum effect of all your sin is zero. A sin no longer dominates you. You do not have to give in to its enticements. It has been defanged and declawed. Let me just say, that is one of the favorites that I've read so far. I mean, that is really good. Really like it.
Well, good. Yeah, you know, and I think it's a good reminder for us. For me, that's that second to last sentence, that you do not have to give in to its enticements. for me to remember that, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, that's right, I have been set free.
Uh-huh.
And to try and live from that place is the daily battle, the daily journey for me.
Yeah, so much good stuff there about the union with the sun, the cross, the sum effect is zero, and the use of defanged and declawed. Way to go.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Talk to you tomorrow from jasoncans.com here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Well, we got a lot of peeps with birthdays today, but I got to start with the Silver Fox. I mean, he is laid back Larson. He is still on the radio overnights, actually, 11 to 5 weekdays and into the weekends as well. Rod Larson, 79 years young today. Happy birthday, young man. And great, encouraging, wonderful, loving, and kind brother in the Lord.
You know what? It's not Christmas time yet, but never too early to start thinking about Christmas music and Christmas concerts, Alvo.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Zach Williams, Ben Fuller coming to the Pablo Center at the Confluence December 11th.
Can't wait.
Right here in Eau Claire. And we do have information on tickets, including the VIP Eat and Greet experience, available at our website, wwib.com/Zach Williams. But first, we've been talking about this. We've had two winners so far. We're going to get another one right here, right now on a Win It Wednesday. It is the I Don't Want Christmas Dinner to End contest to go along with the I Don't Want Christmas to End tour with Zach Williams, which is coming right here to Eau Claire. And we need a caller.
We do. 723-2555, 723-2555. Vicki and Sherry have qualified already. Vicki of Eau Claire, Sherry of Bloomer. Happy birthday to Sherry.
Yes, happy birthday, Sherry from Bloomer. We've got a song request that you had on the listener line coming up for you shortly. But 715-723-2555. In case you've missed this, what we're doing, because it's I Don't Want Christmas to End is the tour, I Don't Want Christmas Dinner to End is the contest. We put 15 seconds on the clock, and you must, live on the air, name as many Christmas dinner items as you can in that 15-second time slot without pausing or saying or any other filler words like that. If you are able to do that successfully, we are going to get you two tickets to the show at the Pablo on December 11th to see Zach Williams and Ben Fuller. And one of our winners from throughout the week is going to be upgraded to a VIP eat and greet experience with the man himself, Zach Williams.
Yeah, what a fun time that would be. I love the idea. Don't want Christmas to end, and they do a meet and greet, meet and eat.
And it benefits, too, the Salvation Army, I believe, too.
Yeah. So, it's great. Very creative.
715-723-2555 if you want to be our contestant and be waiting in the wings in case our contestant is not able to do it successfully. We'll have another one. But let's see. I think we've got somebody ready to rock and roll here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Lauren from Aliva.
All right, hey, Lauren from Aliva. You understand how the contest works?
Yes.
All right, Lauren, are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, I will count it down. 3, 2, 1. Then you've got 15 seconds. No pauses, no ums or ums. 3, 2, 1, go.
Turkey, ham, pudding, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, pickles, coleslaw, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, onions, sweet potatoes.
There we go. We'll give it to you with the bonus one there, Lauren, too. Well done. It's not easy when you're live on the air, but you did it well. I didn't hear any uhs or ums in there. Congratulations. We're going to send you, and I believe your wonderful husband, Brian, will be probably rejoicing in the car as well that he gets to go to this concert, huh?
Perfect. Yes, I had to use my work phone because I couldn't get my personal phone to go through. So,
well, there you go. Lauren, hang on the line for us just a second.
We've had some fun with things like this in the past, so I was glad to see this morning some Forest Service feedback. Visitors to national parks leaving some interesting comments on the comment cards.
It's the gift that just keeps on giving because it creates more and more content for us. And it's like, haven't we done this before? Yes, yes, we have. And this is new.
It's always more. Fun. Yeah, first one, this is what somebody actually wrote on a comment card as they visited a national park. They said, a small deer came into my camp and stole my bag of pickles. Is there a way I can get reimbursed? Please call.
Oh, Forest Service feedback. Again, real comments left by real people at national parks. Trails need to be wider so people can walk while holding hands.
Huh. Okay.
Can you fix that for me?
Yeah. There you go. Here's another real comment from a real person visiting the national park. They said, ban walking sticks in the wilderness. Hikers that use walking sticks are more likely to chase animals.
Wonder where they get that.
Huh.
Another actual comment left on a comment card at a national park. Too many bugs and leeches and spiders and spider webs. Please spray the wilderness. Not one part. Please spray the entire wilderness to rid the area of these pests.
Wow.
All in the Air Force, I guess.
Just right. There you go. All right. Another real comment left by a national park visitor. They said, the coyotes made too much noise last night and kept me awake. Please eradicate these annoying animals.
Wow. So let's spray the wilderness to get rid of the insects and spiders. And also, let's get rid of all the coyotes.
If the wilderness just was less like the wilderness.
Two more Forest Service feedback actual comments left at national parks. Reflectors need to be placed on trees every 50 feet so people can hike at night with flashlights.
Wow. Add that to your to-do list. And finally, the last comment left by a visitor to the national park.
I love this one. I love it so much.
The places where trails do not exist are not well marked.
The places where trails do not exist are not well marked.
It's not a trail.
Could you fix that for me, please? Thank you. You know what? My grandpa was part of the National Forest Service for many years. So thank you. Thank you, park rangers, DNR, everybody who works to preserve the natural beauty and deals with people like this.
Real comments are always better than even made-up ones.
Truth stranger than fiction.
Well, tomorrow night at 8:03, autumn officially arrives. And with the fall starting tomorrow, we thought we would touch on some reasons that maybe fall is better than summer.
And again, there are lots of people who would agree with this. I have nothing against fall, but I think summer is the best season, just personal favorite. But my wife is a fall gal through and through. And so there are a lot of people who would say, yep, absolutely, fall is better than summer. So I'm just noting my slight disagreement, but I still think fall is great.
A friend of mine calls me a radical moderate because in a lot of things I'm kind of in between. And I have been warming to the idea of fall as maybe the best season. So here we go. Fall gives us nature's own organic fireworks display. A typical 4th of July fireworks display lasts less than an hour, but trees show their explosions of color over the course of several weeks. And of course, this part of the state is great for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The fall foliage. Other reasons that people say, you know what, fall's the best season? Harvest. Apples, cranberries, pears, squash, pumpkins, and other goodies are in season. And it's hard to beat warm apple cider on a crisp day or going pumpkin picking and then eating pies. Lots of great harvest items.
Yeah, and get that apple cider from Avenue Orchard. It's fantastic. Another reason maybe fall is better, and I noted this with it being so warm yesterday in the latter half of September, your car isn't an oven. I mean, it's nice when it starts to cool off.
That is one advantage when you go out after the car's been sitting in the parking lot for a while and it doesn't bake you. Other reasons that fall is a great season and why some people would say the best season, the smell. Fall's smells outnumber summer's, they say, and are more pleasant. Depends where you are at,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. And then finally, there's no more I'm bored from the kids because they've returned to school. No more having to devise ways to keep them occupied. Just take them to school or busy them with their homeschool work.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I like having my kids around. A few reasons fall is a great season as we look forward to the beginning of that tomorrow. Well, all sorts of things have gone on flights again. COVID and everything that was going on, Havel, flying became probably a lot less enjoyable than it used to be. I've always enjoyed flying, but don't do it very often. But again, a lot of restrictions, a lot of difficulties. And as airlines are welcoming more and more people back, they're also getting a little creative. And Southwest Airlines surprised an entire flight to Hawaii with something very unique. So, I mean, for one thing, people are pretty pumped that they're going to Hawaii. I mean, maybe it's business, but probably for pleasure, right? And going on a trip to the Sunshine State to the West, with apologies to Florida. And so what Southwest Airlines did is they teamed up with Guitar Center and they surprised everyone on board the flight with ukuleles. And then they taught them how to play the ukulele on the way to Hawaii. It went from Long Beach, California to the great state of Hawaii. And at 30,000 feet, they were all taking ukulele lessons. Now, if you're not big on the ukulele, I don't know what you did. But
yeah. Well, that's creative. And Southwest has been creative for years. They're very inventive airline. So.
Yeah. It was the first recorded in-flight group ukulele lesson. I'm maybe Guinness is on top of that. What are they going to do next? But, I mean, surprise and delight is always a good thing, right? And so hopefully it delighted the passengers and didn't annoy anybody.
They were already going to Hawaii, which a study showing yesterday, the happiest of our states.
Yes. Also in that list of 10 happiest states, our neighbors to the west, Minnesota is number 3.
Uh-huh.
Wisconsin did not crack the top 10, so we got to work on our contentment, maybe.
Absolutely. But we were not on the bottom either. The lowest ranking were Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas, Louisiana, and West Virginia.
All right. Well, there you go.